I'm sure you haven't done lately, what might you make with the meat from its head?
I don't know. Pig buns.
Have you ever heard of hoghead cheese?
Never.
Have you ever heard of souse?
Yes. Don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
You now know what it is.
Souse. Yes, I have heard of it.
Okay. What would you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? If indeed you would call it anything.
If indeed I wouldn't.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood or hear of anything?
No. The only hog blood I've heard of is in Huckleberry Finn.
Okay. What about juice from head cheese or souse stirred up with cornmeal and cooked and then later sliced and fried?
What about it?
Do you have a name for
that? No, I don't.
Okay.
Gross.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. It's what?
Sour.
Any other names for that?
No, I've really never even seen or had any spoiled butter.
What about thick, sour milk that you would keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
Okay, but there's another name. There's an old name for it. You'd let it do this deliberately because you wanted it.
Buttermilk is the only one I could...
Okay. This is something I didn't know myself.
I bet if I saw some of them, I'd recognize them.
What kind of cheese would you make from this thick, sour milk? It's a kind of cheese that I'm sure you know.
Cottage?
Yes. Do you know anything about the making of cottage cheese?
Nothing.
All right. What is the first thing you do to milk after you have milked the cow? To get the impurities out, you would have to pour it through something to...
Sterilize it.
You do the same thing if you're getting the water off vegetables, your...
Steam.
You're
drain. You strain the milk.
Yes. What about something that's baked in a deep dish?
Yes.
And made of apples or peaches? And
cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Deep dish. But no, it's always been a cobbler.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he certainly likes to put away his...
Food.
Yes. What do you call a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
Mix it with nutmeg?
Not necessarily, but just a sweet liquid.
Sauce?
Yes. Anything else?
To pour over cake or something?
Mm-hmm.
Icing?
Okay.
Sauce? You ever heard of goulash?
What's that?
I don't think anybody has really. I think some of my aunts always had over pound cake. It's just like maybe we better not talk about it. We'll want some.
Well, what does it have in it?
It's got milk and it's like scalded. The milk has been scalded. It's got milk and butter. I don't know. It's chocolate. It's just delicious. It really is. I don't know what else in it. But it's goulash. And everybody else has always referred to goulash as meat, some type of meat.
That's a new one, really. Food taken between regular meals is a...
Snack.
Mm-hmm. You might say, referring to the consumption of food, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
8.
Okay, and tomorrow I will...
Eat.
And yesterday I had already...
Eaten.
Mm-hmm. What is the liquid that a lot of people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Milk.
Mm-hmm. And how do you prepare coffee?
Through my Norelco coffee maker.
All right, so you would say, I'm going to go and do what to some coffee? If there is none ready, I'm going to go...
Make the coffee.
Okay. What do you drink when you're just thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it out of a...
Glass.
You might say the glass...
Pitcher.
The glass fell off the sink and...
Hit the floor.
And
broke.
Mm-hmm.
Broken.
Okay. I don't guess we'll go through that again. Do you have any names for any other types of glasses according to the shape of the glass?